This is Jordan Sekulow in Washington, D.C. It was a popular topic yesterday, so we're back on it today. My dad and I will be talking politics with you. We had a lot of Ron Paul supporters call in saying we were wrong on his statement on Iran. Well, we've got it for you, and we're going to make sure to play it. We want to continue to have that debate today on Jay Sekulow Live.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
If you were President Paul, and it turned out you were wrong, that Iran did have the bomb and attacked Israel, would you step in?
No, I'd let Israel take care of it. Why should we interfere with Israel?
That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. My dad's with us, too. We're talking politics again. Take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. You know, yesterday, while we were on the show live, that new Rasmussen poll came out showing Mitt Romney with a 5-point lead in Iowa, Ron Paul in second, Newt Gingrich in third, losing some support. And Mitt, for the first time in Iowa, going up in the polls. And, of course, we had a lot of Ron Paul calls. People said, no, Ron Paul never said he wouldn't defend Israel if they were attacked by a nuclear weapon. You just heard the soundbite. We'll play it for you again. I had people, Dad, send me messages on Twitter saying, you're making that up. And I said, no, we're not. Why don't you listen to the show today?
All right. Well, let me tell you what we're going to do here, folks, as we do on this broadcast, is we give you the evidence. And we're not endorsing candidates here. We're letting, obviously, everybody talk about, hey, if you're in favor of President Obama, you give us a call, too. If you're in favor of one of the Republican candidates, we want to talk about the issues. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. But, as Jordan mentioned, this issue of Ron Paul in Israel, and we've got an office in Jerusalem. We do a tremendous amount of work there. You all know that. You've been following our work for a long time. Let me play you the statement. This is from our friend Megyn Kelly at Fox News asking Ron Paul a direct question, and you get a very direct answer.
If you were President Paul, and it turned out you were wrong, that Iran did have the bomb and attacked Israel, would you step in?
No, I'd let Israel take care of them. Why should we interfere with Israel? We're always interfering with Israel when they want to deal with their neighbors.
You know, that. Think about that for a moment, folks. Israel is attacked by Iran with a nuclear weapon, and we're not going to go to the defense of our ally. So that tells you my view on what I think is wrong with Congressman Paul's foreign policy, especially as it deals with the Middle East. I will say our phones are lighting up, and I hope we're hearing from people that support Ron Paul, but I want to hear from people that support or oppose the other candidates as well. We want to get a robust conversation going here as we get ready for Christmas. But, Jordan, I'm glad we were able to find that soundbite. Caleb, I'm glad you were able to get it. He's producing our broadcast today because we want to give you the evidence. We're lawyers. We deal with evidence. You can't be any clearer than that. That is what the man said. If you agree with it, great. If you don't agree with it, great. But that's what he said.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely right. I want to take your phone calls on this because if you are a Ron Paul supporter, and some of you called yesterday and said, you didn't tell the truth, you're making that up, you people on Twitter who said that. I tweeted it this morning, Dad, about 7:30 in the morning, packing, getting ready for our trip overseas. And I wanted to tweet it out. I wanted to play it on radio today because I just want people to know we're not making up Ron Paul's statements. He's the one that makes the outrageous statements. And, you know, when Megyn Kelly asked him that, Dad, it was the second time in 2 days he was asked that question. She was giving him an opportunity to clarify his statement. And he didn't, of course, take the bait at all. He said, absolutely not. What kind of friends? I mean, who needs a friend? Who needs enemies when you got Ron Paul saying he supports Israel, but you wouldn't come to the defense of your own friend after a nuclear attack? I mean, I would hope our allies came to our defense if New York or Washington was so devastated that we needed support. I mean, that's why we have these international institutions.
And why you have international agreements. That's why you have international treaties. That's why NATO exists. These are the reasons these entities exist. Hey, folks, we're going to be taking your calls, as Jordan said, when we come back. But let me encourage you, and boy, you all came through yesterday. I want to thank our ACLJ members that supported our work yesterday online at aclj.org. Your online donation is not only tax deductible, it is matched. So any amount you donate, and we had a lot of people come through yesterday while we were on the air, aclj.org. Help us keep the broadcast going. Help us keep our work going. aclj.org for that year-end gift or 1-877-989-2255 to support the work of the ACLJ or simply go to aclj.org.
Will not fall.
The work of the American Center for Law and Justice could not be accomplished without your prayers and support. And now more than ever, we need your assistance. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo.
This is such a critical time for us as we prepare for numerous legal and legislative challenges in the new year. We need to hear from you now. If you make an online gift between now and the end of the year, it will be matched. That's right, it'll be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please take a moment and make an online gift to the ACLJ right now, a gift that's not only needed, but will be matched and greatly appreciated.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Make your online gift right now, and it will be doubled through the end of the year. Go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org to help support the vital work of the American Center for Law and Justice. Thank you. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Sekulo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Sekulo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulo. The Jordan Sekulo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to jordansekulo.com.
Podcast, everyone, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Again, let me thank you, our ACLJ members. We have a $1 million matching challenge that we are getting very close to. We're not there yet. We have a little over about a week to do it. So we want to thank you again for those of you that have donated and supported the work of the ACLJ. If you haven't yet done so, let me encourage you to do it today. Simply go to ACLJ.org. You can do it right online. Just takes a moment. If you donate $10, we get 20. 20 is 40. We had a number of people donating $10 to $1,000 yesterday, and all of that's matched. You could also call us at 877-989-2255 and donate online as well at 1-877-989-2255. But, of course, the easiest way to do it is ACLJ.org. Let's go right to the phones. We got a lot of calls coming in on this, Jordan.
John calling in from Florida on line 5. John, welcome to Jay Sekulo Live.
Hi, John.
Hey.
You're on the air, sir.
Yeah, I would just like to say that, you know, wake up, Americans. You know, here we have somebody running to be a president of the United States, but won't protect our ally. You know, that to me is a total disgrace.
But that, you know, here's the thing, John. That, I mean, Congressman Paul's, that is the position he sincerely believes. I happen to disagree with that position on foreign policy. On some domestic policies, I agree with him. But on that policy, we don't. He's actually signed some of our briefs to the Supreme Court, Jordan. So we're not, it's not a personal thing here. It's on the foreign policy issue with Israel, which he's getting a lot of questions on for a very clear reason. It's a very extreme statement what he's making, and it puts Israel at real risk.
And he's always made these statements about Israel, which troubles me. It also troubles me because the fact is a lot of people buy into his own philosophy, and this is the Ron Paul, you know, philosophy. I don't hear anybody else espousing this, that Israel would be better off without us as a strong ally willing to fight by their side. And the truth is, folks, I sincerely believe we have an office in Jerusalem. If we were hit with a nuclear attack, or we were hit in Iraq, or we needed some kind of air support. I mean, Israel's army is not the size of ours, but they do have the best air force in the world. They beat us a lot of time in the competitions that allies have amongst each other in those military exercises. That they would stand by us because we've always stood by the state of Israel. You have to have allies. And by the way, you know, we all use oil, right? One of the main reasons why is, it's not very stable in the Middle East, but one thing all those countries know is that the U.S. has a very good friend who is very well armed, very close by to them. And as long as they know that we will stand with them at the end of the day, for the most part, now dealing with the Iranian regime is a little bit different, but you look at the other countries, Saudi Arabia, UAE, Dubai, et cetera, Doha and Qatar, Bahrain, even in Egypt up until recently now, they were willing to work with us because they knew who we were going to be with at the end of the day if it came down to an armed conflict. Israel's been with us. We share intelligence. We work together. And we have actually, I think, done a lot for the state of Israel. And that's what I hear from every single Israeli leader, Dad.
Yes, and it also serves. I did a documentary film called The Export where I was with a number of Israeli leaders. And I'm talking about the top of the top, the Prime Minister of Israel, the President of Israel. Jordan and I were with Benjamin Netanyahu actually in a bunker under attack in Sderot and Ashkelon. During the Gaza conflict. So we've been there, and I've talked to these leaders, and what we're giving you is the reality of what we're dealing with, what we see on the ground, when we talk to these leaders. This is serious stuff, and you cannot, I think that an isolationist policy here is just very, very dangerous, and I think causes nothing but long-term problems, not only for the Middle East, but for our security as well. Back to the phones we go. All the lines are jammed, but you can keep trying us at 800-684-3110.
Daniel calling from Colorado Online 4 has got an opposing view on it. Daniel, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Jay. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, you know, I just called in and I just wanted to make the comment on the flip side.
Okay.
That you know, as an American Jew and having lots of friends and in the IDF and even family who served in the IDF, that Israelis in general love the U.S. But we do tend to meddle, and you just made a comment on the a second ago. Sorry, I've been nervous. Never called in.
No, you're doing fine. Go ahead.
So, I made a comment about the leaders. They do appreciate and respect our friendship, but I would like to make the comment that the net worth, if we were to to take a good look at Ron Paul's foreign policy, is that cut off all foreign aid.
But I just think, John, and I appreciate Daniel. I appreciate your call, and I appreciate your honesty on this. But I think that is so fundamentally dangerous. So let me ask you this: as someone in the Jewish community in America, if you take Ron Paul's analysis and how he views an isolationist mentality, what do you do if an Adolf Hitler were to arise? Because I think there is an Adolf Hitler in the form of Ahmadinejad. Do you do nothing and let the Jewish people be annihilated once again?
See, well, I really think that Israel has a strong enough military that they can just...
Not if they get attacked by a nuclear weapon. Hold on a second, Jordan. If they get hit by a nuclear weapon, Israel, major cities in Israel would be wiped out. So let's assume that this was going to be a systematic, this is what I want to know, Daniel, a systematic attack on the Jewish people globally, authored by and organized by Iran, Hamas, Hezbollah, which is it's this kind of existential warfare. This is asymmetrical warfare. So if they're doing this and systematically eradicating Jews in Europe, in the United States, they wipe out Israel, should we do nothing?
No. Should we do nothing? No.
How are you supporting Ron Paul on the foreign policy issue? Not for president, just on the foreign policy issue.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, there's a foreign policy because if a situation like that did come up.
Well, it did 60 years ago, unfortunately, 70 years ago with the Holocaust. So it could happen again. And I know you're not going to say we do nothing, Daniel. You have to react. You go in and you take Hitler out, right?
Well, I agree. We have.
Okay.
World War II was good.
All right. Well, then I want you to, number one, it says you're going to Israel next week. I want you to enjoy the trip. I love going there. Enjoy the trip. I'm glad you called in. But this is the problem with that kind of foreign policy. And I'm glad we're at least able to have a honest and open discussion.
Yeah. You know, I would say, Dad, too, I don't want to speak for Daniel, but I'm guessing some of his family members are Americans who may have dual citizenship or have served in the IDF. Under Ron Paul's foreign policy, I'm not sure that would be legal anymore.
Right.
Because he's so isolationist, the fact that you would have American troops fighting under the Israeli flag for the IDF, which we allow under certain rules now because we allow dual citizenship and being part of a citizen Israel is serving in the military, so that's part of it. Whether or not that would even be allowed anymore. And would he protect Americans who were fighting for Israel then maybe charged with war crimes at the International Criminal Court? I just think the foreign policy, it's naive, not just Israel. Even when it comes to Pakistan, which I know is tough for people to swallow, but would you rather have a government which is kind of a military, not so great, but at least they've got control of nuclear weapons and they get some assistance from us and we make sure we know where those nuclear weapons are? Or do you stop all aid, even though they're kind of working with us halfway, enough to keep the nuclear weapons out of people's hands, and then let the Taliban take over Pakistan, just like the Muslim Brotherhood. Imagine if Egypt had nuclear weapons, Dad, and you had this election like now. That could easily happen in Pakistan if we pulled out our support from the government there, who is fighting extremists on their own, and corruption from extremists with on the inside. I don't think it's just Israel. Israel, I think, is a very easy ally to support. We have other countries that we still have to support, not because they're our best friend, but because they have nuclear weapons. And when you have nuclear weapons, you can kill millions of people in a moment. And Iran, if you follow their theology, which I don't think Ron Paul believes that they believe it, but I mean, remember, they've only been around since 1979. This is what they're building towards. To usher in their Messiah figure, you have to have this kind of massive event. That would be a nuclear attack on Israel, destruction of Israel. And everybody says, well, Israel can respond fine. If they hit Tel Aviv as a nuclear weapon, they may be able to throw back another nuclear weapon in Iran, but their population in Israel is 7 million. Iran's is 74 million. And, you know, though there are a lot of people in Iran that want nothing to do with the conflict, when it goes nuclear, and we're talking about like Cold War situation, it doesn't really matter what the people are. It's size versus size. And Iran has got a lot more friends in that region than Israel.
And I think the reality is we've got to understand that the reason we're being very clear about this, I want people to understand the scope of that policy matters. But we want to hear about the other candidates as well. Again, our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. Let me encourage you to do this as we get ready to go into a break. I want to, again, thank our ACLJ members that have let us litigate around the globe, literally around the globe, from coast to coast and around the world. I want to thank you for that. Number two, I want to encourage you to participate in our matching challenge. We don't often on the air ask for direct financial support for the ACLJ, but we're going to do that this week, obviously, and next. We really want to hear from you. Go to ACLJ.org. You make an online donation. Any amount you donate, we get a matching grant for. We had several people, more than several, in the last few days that donated up to $1,000, some more, and we end up getting $2,000. Somebody donated $5,000, we get $10,000. I mean, $10 is $20. So I want to thank you again for your support, but I do want to encourage you to go to ACLJ.org, support the work of the ACLJ. You can donate right online. Of course, it's tax deductible. If you want to call in your donation and join the ACLJ, simply call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or again, easy way to make that donation. Very simple, very straightforward. Go to ACLJ.org. Make that online donation. Help us keep this broadcast on the air and continue to expand the work of the ACLJ. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to jordanseculo.com. The work of the American Center for Law and Justice could not be accomplished without your prayers and support. And now more than ever, we need your assistance. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo.
This is such a critical time for us as we prepare for numerous legal and legislative challenges in the new year. We need to hear from you now. If you make an online gift between now and the end of the year, it will be matched. That's right, it'll be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please take a moment and make an online gift to the ACLJ right now, a gift that's not only needed, but will be matched and greatly appreciated.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Make your online gift right now, and it will be doubled through the end of the year. Go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org to help support the vital work of the American Center for Law and Justice. Thank you.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Merry Christmas. We're just a few days away. Third night of Hanukkah is going on right now. So that's great also. It's a great time of year. I do want to say thank you to you, our friends and members and supporters of the work of the ACLJ. Thank you for allowing us to continue to work around the globe. We could not do it without you. We're going to go right to our phones. We got a lot of calls coming in. Jordan, who do we have next?
Let's go right back to the phones. Let's go to William calling from Georgia on line two. William, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, William.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
I appreciate you taking my call. I have to hand it to Ron Paul, even though I'm not a supporter of him. At least he was honest about what he felt about, you know, coming to Israel's defense. But what's sad about the whole matter is that, you know, from what he said, you know, how is it that we call ourselves a peacekeeping nation, or a nation that thrives around peace, and we allow something like that to happen? We're so quick to go to places like Iraq and Afghanistan to try to make peace over there. But when it comes to God's chosen people, you know, and you know, behooves me, you know, how we call us citizens of God, but yet we don't come to the aid of our
fellow. Yeah, well, fortunately, the country has done that. I mean, the United States has been the biggest backer and protector of Israel, which I think has been absolutely great. But you bring up a great point. I mean, we went to Iraq, we've been to Afghanistan. I think of all the wars we've engaged in. And then we're not going to come to the aid of Israel in a time when they would be most vulnerable, when they were attacked. And I'm going to play it again for everybody, because, folks, for those of you that, you know, said Jordan was making this up or was taking it out of context and were going after him on Twitter, take a listen to what Ron Paul said in response to a very direct question, which, as our caller just said, he gave a very direct answer to. This is Megyn Kelly to Ron Paul. The issue is Israel and its defense.
If you were President Paul, and it turned out you were wrong, that Iran did have the bomb and attacked Israel, would you step in?
No, I'd let Israel take care of them. Why should we interfere with Israel? We're always interfering with Israel when they want to deal with their neighbors.
It's pretty much speechless. I mean, he said what he says, and he's saying, he's not pretending. He really believes it. So that's what it is. All right, Jordan, let's get some more calls here.
And that's just not an ally, folks. I mean, I'm sorry. An ally stands by when an ally is attacked, and the fact that he would say we'd do nothing after a nuclear attack, it's sickening to me. Let's go back to the phones. Sherry calling from Florida on line 5. Sherry, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, listen, I have a statement, and then I want to say something. My question is, can a fountain issue both good water and brackish water?
Not really, but go ahead.
Well, Ron Paul is okay on his economic policy. That comes out as fresh water. But for crying out loud, his foreign policy is brackish, and I don't think they cannot and they should not.
I just think his foreign policy is wrong. I mean, I mean, you know, and I'm not the only one that's saying this. Republicans say it, Democrats say it, Independents say it. I think his foreign policy is wrong.
Yeah, you know what I think too as well is, you know, he's been in Congress a long time. He's in the military. He's, you know, you got the pictures of him with people like President Reagan. But more and more over his career, and more he's been in Washington, I'm not sure why his constituents don't hold him accountable for these statements. For some reason, as the conservative movement has grown closer and closer to the people of Israel and the government of Israel, who comes all of the time saying thank you to us, he rejects it. And I just don't understand, with all the interests we have economically, security, the war on terrorism that they are fighting on the front lines that then got brought to us on 9/11, why he's developed this foreign policy. And
well,
unfortunately,
we brought 9/11 on ourselves. I mean, he's made those statements as well. I mean, he believes that.
And I think that he does encourage a lot of people, whether he believes it or not, that have this very anti-Israel, and I'd say anti-Semitic viewpoint, who gravitate towards his statements, whether he wants that or not. They just do. I've seen it in person. I've worked on campaigns. I've met these people. They are nasty.
Well, I had, you remember, I spoke
Jews
at
or
event.
Israel.
You remember, I spoke at that event not too long ago, and I got accosted by a Ron Paul supporter. So, I mean, it happens, but we were able to defend ourselves. And that doesn't mean all Ron Paul supporters do that. I don't believe that at all. But you got to be careful on the folks. This is, look, it's politics, number one. So it's important, but it's not the way we should be focusing our energy to get vitriolic about this. We need to address these issues head on. Let's take some more calls.
Yeah, Lou calling from Washington State on line two. I'm starting to hear this more and more. Lou, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, Lou.
I support a lot of things that Ron Paul says, but one of the things that I think he needs to rethink is is if he doesn't support Israel or any other allies that we officially have on board, then how does he feel about the rest of the allies?
I think same. It's the same.
You know,
problem.
He said yeah. Same. I think he would, if you asked the same question, if the UK was hit with a nuclear attack, would you help? And he'd say no. I mean, under his foreign policy, France, if South Korea, well, think about the situation developing there with South and North Korea, and then North Korea is launching these missiles, trying to have the power shift. If they were hit, I mean, we got U.S. troops there. Are we going to respond? I mean, is he going to say, no, we're not going to help South Korea anymore when we have basically been the reason why, happily by the South Koreans, to protect them from what is a very dangerous and rogue regime in North Korea that's so uncertain that
especially
also has
right now.
Nuclear
especially
weapons?
Right now.
It goes past Israel, though I think Israel alone is enough for a lot of conservatives to say, whoa, whoa, whoa. I mean, the fact is, I'm going to make this comment. It may be controversial. President Obama is a better friend of Israel than Ron Paul would ever be as president.
By the way, yeah, I think that's probably right. No doubt about that, actually. Here's an interesting thing that's going on right now, though, in Baghdad. I don't know if you saw this morning, folks, but 63 people are dead, 194 injured in a series of Baghdad attacks. I think this was the troops have left. United States troops, U.S. troops have left. The problem is we kept no forces there of any kind of stability, and this makes it a very difficult situation. But everyone is monitoring that closely. Let's grab a couple more calls here before the end of the broadcast.
Okay, let's go to Joseph calling from Arkansas on line 4. Joseph, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Joseph.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I've been a Republican voter for over 20 years, born-again Christian for over 25 years. My son is currently serving in Kosovo.
Yes.
Protecting a border.
Right.
To have their religious beliefs be protected.
Okay. We appreciate his service to the country.
This isolationist talk that I hear about,
yeah.
It just concerns me because how long has the United States had a military presence in a foreign country? We've been there for, 50, 60 years?
Oh, since World War II. We're still there. We're still in Japan. We're still in Germany. I mean, it's just part of it. I think that was the mistake, by the way, with the situation in Iraq, this complete withdrawal with no troops there, which is pretty unprecedented for the United States in a military conflict. I think it's causing problems.
Yeah, and we could have put together a base there that kept our troops protected. They didn't need to be necessarily patrolling the streets and being under fire, but we at least could keep the option. We've done so much for that government, for those people. That's why you never hear Germany complaining about the giant base we have there, because it's served the purpose of rebuilding Germany as a world power, and they are today because they rebuilt relationships with the Western world that they've been at war with twice before, World War I and World War II. So, folks, I know we got a lot of calls coming in. We're going to keep talking politics leading it up to the Iowa caucus. And Dad, I think, this is obviously hot topics, but what I'm noticing today, a lot of people are saying what we've said before is you get his economic policy, but when it comes to Ron Paul's foreign policy, it's enough to be, I can't go that far and vote for him, even if I don't love the other candidates.
I think that's right. I mean, but again, we don't endorse or oppose candidates. Well, obviously, we got Ron Paul supporters who've been calling. Our five. Wish we had more time, folks. All six lines are still busy. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Here's the number if you want to join with us and support the ACLJ, 877-989-2255. Make that online donation also at ACLJ.org. It's a matching challenge, tax deductible. It's a great time to help us out. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We'll talk to you next time.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Seculo Show. Jordan Seculo provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordanseculo.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Seculo Show via email, info@seculo.com.